Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome on this lovely Sunday afternoon with myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548 on the Globe Trotting Program, where we're broadcasting live from the Lanesia Studios. I'm feeling intimidated in my own studio here, but anyway, I'll tell you why shortly. But anyway, alhamdulillah, live from the Lanesia Studios of Radio Islam. And we are broadcasting, as we know, worldwide. We do have listeners from around the globe. And we have many, many reports and many messages coming from across. So whoever is listening from abroad, you may message us or SMS us on our international number 072-786-5520. That's +27727865520. That's 072-786-5520. We're live in the studio. We will take messages, alhamdulillah. We're not taking any calls, though. We will be taking messages, alhamdulillah, for today's program. And what a lovely day to be in the studio today. We are already in winter, as we know. This time of the year, for the last few years, we've been having lacquer weathers, I would say. But it's almost like winter, where it's supposed to be cold. But I haven't seen anybody with jackets as yet. And I think that is what we should be worried about. We hear of global warming, we hear of all those things. But alhamdulillah, it all comes from the Almighty Allah. We're having very, very interesting times in South Africa at the moment. When it comes to politics, when it comes to many, many different issues, very interesting. The best is now we're having Ramadan coming next week, alhamdulillah. And we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to getting into the masjids for all the tarawis. We're looking forward to getting into the masjids where sometimes we sit in the tarawih after every two rakats, we're finding people taking out their cell phones from their pockets and just now enjoying themselves with their cell phones after two rakats. That is something that really irritates us. But anyway, that is something we should learn. And also when it comes to tarawih, let us be Muslims first and go for the tarawih. We find many, many, many people coming in, making isha, making the first two, four rakats tarawih, go outside, chill out, sit, talk, chat, make a noise, and witr, you come back into the masjid. I think that's not fair. That's not fair to Allah in the first place. That's not fair to the ummah, and that's not fair to the imam that's performing the tarawih. Let us be, and this happens in almost every masjid. So let us change that attitude. Let us go into the masjid, not for the first 5 days and the last 5 days. Let us go into the masjid to make tarawih for the full 30 days. 1.25 para. Stand for 1.25 para. It's not a train smash. Let us do it. You'll be blessed, inshallah. Let us look at that. We take these small little things, we take them for granted. And it is unfair. And it's unfair on the imam. And when we look at coming for tarawih, we first of all walk into the masjid, we get in for isha, we find the first day, first 2-3 days, the masjids are chock-a-block. We're parking in people's driveways. That is also not on. Do not park in people's driveways, because when you do that, you are inconveniencing other people. We had a case in Houghton where some time back, there's a hospice next to the masjid, and there was an emergency after Juma at the hospice, and there was somebody parked in the driveway. You can only imagine how those people feel of the Muslims. And this is something which we then tend to fight with the security guard. And we tell the security guard, who are you to tell me that I must move my car? He's got a job because he's been given the task of moving those cars away from those driveways. There's reason behind that. First, we are Muslim. So let's look at that. We have to do that. And inshallah, Allah will make it easy. Allah will protect us. Allah will make it easy for us. And especially now Ramadan, if you're looking, we're starting, it's like a 12-hour shift, morning to evening. By the time you have breakfast and you're so busy in your day's work that when you come home, it's already past Maghrib. So the roza will also be easy, inshallah, this year. And the weather is fantastic, man. So inshallah, Allah make it easy for us. And just choose your dates correctly. A date's kajur. Let's choose your kajur correctly, because there's issues about the kajur, where it comes from and so on. Let us be fair and let us support our Muslim countries. Let's support the Palestinians. Let's support the countries that we want the kajur to come from, that we will consume when it comes to iftar. Alhamdulillah. Today we have a very, very special guest. And we have a special guest that's from Morocco. And what a unique story. We are going to be discussing his story, but such a unique story. I'm so excited to talk about his story coming from Morocco. We have Brother Yasin from Morocco. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum salam.
Shukran, jazakallah for joining us on this lovely Sunday afternoon. I know it was a battle to get you here to the studio today. Jazakallah for joining us and coming here, talking to us about your trip from Morocco. Now, just before we go ahead with the other introductions, your trip from Morocco was by foot and bicycle.
Yeah.
And now that's what we're going to talk of. Because we talk of travel, we talk of traveling. Over the last 8-10 years, we've been talking of flying all over the world. I never thought of anybody saying, you know, I'm going to be walking or riding down to South Africa or going back up again. That is something unique. And for that, alhamdulillah, I'm so excited to talk to you and share some of your experiences. Because it's something that for some it will be a dream come true. And for some it will be like an impossibility. But you can show them that there is a possibility, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, it's possible.
And jazakallah for joining us. And then we have in the studio also, who's going to be sharing the microphone with us, as we have a brother Ibrahim Bayat, who's also friends with Yasin, who met Yasin, and he's been discussing with Yasin also. And he's... In fact, he had to be here because he's taking Yasin back to Roshni today. Yasin is staying in Roshni. So all those people in Roshni, Roshni Sharif, I would say, yeah, you are going to meet Yasin at the masjid tonight.
Inshallah.
He's going to be in the masjid tonight. So we have Brother Ibrahim Bayat. Assalamu alaikum. Jazakallah for joining us. Jazakallah for joining us. And then to have some of the questions, some fancy questions coming up to you, we have Brother Yusuf Lambat. Now, should I say Brother Yusuf Lambat or should I say my Brother Yusuf Lambat? He's going to be asking you some questions also. Jazakallah for joining us in the studio this afternoon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And now we have a full panel here. This sounds like hell of interesting for me, alhamdulillah. Now, first of all, Brother Yasin,
Yes. You
have come all the way from Morocco. You are a Moroccan citizen, born Moroccan.
Yeah, I'm original African, born in Morocco, in Casablanca.
All right, okay. Now, what is your age, brother? You look 16. What is your age?
Every day.
What is your... How old are you?
31.
Now, let me just... Before we go ahead, I just want to explain to you. Brother Yasin hasn't spoken a word of English.
Yeah.
At all. From the time... He left... Okay, he's going to tell us when he left Morocco. But he hasn't spoken English. He learned English in the last 4 or 5 months. It took him a month to learn English. So, if you do not understand something, I will definitely rectify it. And yeah, I will bring it forward to the listeners out what you're trying to say. So your age is 31, alhamdulillah.
Okay, yeah.
Now tell us, you left Morocco,
yeah,
to come to travel the African continent.
Yeah.
When did you leave Morocco, brother?
I started my trip 22 January last year, walking in my city Casablanca to Senegal.
Yeah.
I crossed in the South Morocco, Sahara, and Mauritania, Sahara Mauritania, to Senegal, to Dakar.
Right, and then you walked to Dakar. Now, give me the distance from there.
Maybe 5,000 kilometers, 3 months.
You walked 5,000 kilometers?
Yeah.
I see on your forehead it's written mad. So I'm looking at the map in front of me here. I have Morocco, which is right on the west, northwest of Africa.
Yeah.
And you walk down to Senegal, which you went through the Western Sahara, through Mauritania, and then you came to Senegal, which is along the coast.
Yeah.
And you walked all day.
Yeah, walking.
Okay. Did you take any lift or anything, or just walking?
Walking and hitchhiking.
You did hitchhiking also,
yeah,
alhamdulillah.
Also.
But what's the terrain like coming from north, coming right down to Senegal, your first walking trip? What's the ground like, the terrain, or I mean like when you're walking, dangerous or jungle or... Coastal, how is it? Give us that.
For traveling in Morocco, in Mauritania, in Senegal, it's difficult. One problem in Morocco, in Senegal, in Mauritania, is very hot. Desert is very hot. Small people, small village, long distance. This big problem.
Right, okay. So the problem is now, when you walk down the coast, you walked along the coast. Did you walk total coastal? So obviously you had water on the side, you're walking down there. And all the cities in between. Now, first of all, when you started with Morocco, came down Western Sahara, which there's lots of problems there. Any issues that you had there?
In Sahara, climate. It's very hot.
Oh, very hot. Your climate was very hot.
Yeah,
there.
And desert.
Okay, so it was dry and you were walking down
there.
Yeah.
And my inspiration in Morocco, long time, one guy's name is Ibn Battuta.
Oh, wow.
He's walking Morocco to India, to China.
Yes. So yeah, he's your inspiration.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So now, from there, you walked down along the coast.
Yeah.
What in the first place? Okay, Ibn Battuta was your inspiration.
Yeah.
Obviously, Ibn Battuta is... I spoke about Ibn Battuta for about 2 months. Yeah. On air, we had a full discussion on Ibn Battuta. And I envy what he did. I love what he did. But I cannot do that. I don't have the heart to do that. Tell me what prompted you to say, okay, I'm going to start. My second name is going to be Ibn Battuta. What prompted that?
In Morocco, me I work in Morocco, maybe 6,000 or 5,000 or 6,000 kilometers, north Morocco to south Morocco.
Yes.
And me I like writing book. For
okay.
example, every country, how many language, stable language, local language, stable food. Like
oh, so as you're going every country, you're writing a book about. You're writing in your book what the country is all about,
yeah.
the foods and all those things.
For example, here in South Africa, inshallah, I will meet King Zulu, inshallah.
Oh, inshallah.
Inshallah, this is my dreams.
Send my salams to him.
Yeah, inshallah.
Inshallah. When you go to KwaZulu Natal, inshallah, you'll get somebody to take you there.
Yeah, inshallah.
But we'll talk about your South African leg shortly.
Yeah.
But first of all, we're starting from the top.
Yeah.
We've got a question here from Brother Ibrahim. Brother Ibrahim, you wanted to ask him something. Let's just hear. Let's get him. Because I'm worked up with this guy here, man.
Maybe he can tell you some of the dangerous experiences he had with the animals and stuff. He told us already about it. Maybe he can share with
south.
The listeners.
Okay,
yeah.
so that is now when you're coming up from north. But northern part, what's the, like, Brother Ibrahim is talking of the danger part. Your animals, the jungles, all that, there was nothing there when you're coming from Morocco down to Senegal side?
Yeah.
So there, it was
no,
quite
no,
safe.
No, nothing.
That is now further down. From
yeah.
where did you pick up that what Ibrahim is talking of?
The dangerous started in Guinea-Conakry. Lots of malaria, no root, lots of mountain, no food halal, nothing.
In just Guinea?
In Guinea-Conakry.
The city of Conakry is
yeah.
in Guinea, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very difficult.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
That's where it all...
Africa, it started in Guinea-Conakry. It's not in Morocco, it's not in Senegal.
Oh, so that's where your African
yeah.
experience started.
Because Morocco, Mauritania, Senegal, development. Lots of Muslims, lots of nice food, nice roots. Yeah.
So when you get to the town, how do you introduce yourself? That, listen, I'm a traveler, or I'm by bicycle, I'm by foot, or whatever it is. Can you assist me, or how does that work? Tell me what. Where do you start off to introduce yourself in the town?
For every town,
wherever, from north to south.
Yeah, for example, in my Facebook,
yes,
lots of flow. In my Facebook now, 7,600. Every country I meet lots of people in my Facebook.
Oh,
for example,
okay.
I share. Tomorrow I will go to Johannesburg.
Yes,
lots of people is telling me welcome to Johannesburg. Address, that is for example.
Ah, so you meet up with them like that?
Yeah.
So tell us, what's your Facebook address now? Give
yes,
it to us.
Yasin Everest.
Spell
yes,
it?
In my dreams. Yes, in my name's Everest, my dreams.
Okay, so it's YA.
Yeah, double S.
Double S.
A.
A.
E.
E.
I.
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 N. Y A S double. Y A double S I N.
N.
E.
E.
E. Right? Y.
Everest.
Underscore Everest.
Underscore Everest.
Yeah.
Everest.
Yeah.
So it's Yassine.
This is my name's
e.
Yassine.
Yassine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everest is my dreams. For example, in Africa, I will climb in Kilimanjaro.
Inshallah.
In America, in Argentina, I will climb in Aconcagua.
Okay.
In Asia, Everest, inshallah.
Inshallah, you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Instagram page, you got Instagram?
Same names, yes.
Same name in Instagram as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
YouTube, same names, yes, in Everest.
You got YouTube, okay,
yeah.
Mashallah. Very good, man.
Yeah.
So, with all this, you know, your technology is still up to date, alhamdulillah.
Inshallah.
Shukar,
alhamdulillah.
Okay, so now you came to Guinea-Conakry, right?
Yeah.
That's where your African journey started.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, we have Brother Yusuf. You know the way we are so excited to ask him questions. I think we can sit here for 2 hours and ask him questions.
When you started your journey,
yeah,
how much money did you start with?
Nothing, $0.
Huh?
Yeah.
You started with $0.
$0, because
Tawakkal to Allah.
Tawakkal ala Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Every day I meet lots of people in the roads. It gives me food, water, every day free.
So they assist you with that?
Yeah.
So you started with nothing?
Yeah.
And you started walking?
Yeah.
And then you bought a bicycle. So where did that come from? Which heaven that fell from?
I buy my bike in Senegal.
Okay.
I work in 1 week in Senegal in Dakar.
Yes.
I buy my bike just $100. Normal bike.
Okay.
Yeah. So were you working in Senegal?
Yeah, I working in Senegal and cycling in Senegal.
Okay.
Because Dakar is capital in the middle Senegal.
Yes.
Yeah.
But did you go into Gambia? Because you're not talking of Gambia.
I visit in Gambia, River Gambia.
Because you're talking of Senegal, and if you're looking just down south of Senegal, you got Gambia and Bissau. And then Guinea.
No, no, it's not Guinea-Bissau. North Gambia.
Yes, and then and the city of Bissau.
Yeah, and straight to national park named Nyokolokova.
Yes.
I crossed this national park cycling.
So from Senegal you cycle down?
Yeah.
Right, alhamdulillah.
To North Guinea-Conakry.
Right, okay. If you see, that's where you say you started. And then into Sierra Leone.
This route because... I meet a big mountain in Guinea-Conakry, like woman.
The woman is like a mountain. The mountain is like a woman's face.
Yeah, big mountain names in map. In map, it's, altitude 1,500 meters
above sea level.
And names Leba, Leba.
L A.
Leba.
That's the name of the mountain.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
La Dame du Mali. La Dame du Mali,
okay.
Yemberi.
La Dame du Mali.
Yeah, this name's French.
Yes.
La Dame, woman.
Yes.
Yemberi, village.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you are now in...
It's like woman, subhanAllah.
Yes.
Big mountain, like woman.
Right. So then from there what happens... Okay, you started with Senegal, Gambia, and then you came to Guinea, Conakry, right?
Yeah.
You're talking of the mountain that looks like a woman.
Yeah.
So that's where you were with your bicycle already.
Yeah.
Right. But now, obviously, up north, we do have... For you, it must have been easier.
How many... the language. What languages did you speak? What languages?
I speak... my original language, Arabic. Second language, French.
Okay. So where did you learn English?
I learned English in Zambia, 1 month in Zambia.
1 month in Zambia, you learned English?
Yeah.
Wow, so why did you become Hafiz al-Quran?
because my objective in Zambia, I need to talk to the people. How many culture, in how many language, how many food, I need to communicate.
So up until Zambia, which is right down south, from the top to down south, your language, you were just in French.
Yeah, just Arabic and French.
And that helped you right through.
Yeah, for traveling in Africa, you don't need lots of language. Just lovely. Give people lovely. People give you friendly. Yeah.
They're friendly to you, that's it. That's what you're saying. They're just friendly to you, so language is no barrier.
No. For example, I need water, this sign.
Yes.
I need sleep, this sign.
Okay. Now, the sign that you're making, I would think, is Kassel Lager.
I'm hungry, I need this sign.
Okay.
Yeah. Because in the village, people, it's not speaking French. It's not. For example, in Congo, people speak language, same Lingala.
Okay, so obviously...
Lingala, same Zulu, same...
Oh, like that?
Mm.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Okay. So, you're talking of now Guinea. So, what about Mali then?
No, I'm not visiting Mali. I stay in this mountain 3 days. I married 3 days.
Where?
In this mountain.
Where?
In Guinea-Conakry.
In Guinea, okay. You stay 3 days there. Why?
3 days.
Why you chose to stay 3 days in the one place?
In one place because this mountain, Allah created this mountain. It's like woman.
Yes,
it's like woman. Eyes, all.
Alhamdulillah.
I stay in this mountain for see sunset.
Sunset, yes?
Yeah.
You want to see sunset?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is very beautiful.
Subhanallah. Okay, now are you posting pictures on your website and Instagram of all these things?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. So your Instagram website, your Instagram address and your website, your Facebook website is, your Facebook address is, anybody that you can just write it down, is YASSINE_Everest.
Yeah.
It's Yasin Everest.
Yeah.
And we can follow you on there. Okay, now from there, you say you came into Sierra Leone, Guinea-Bissau, and then down from there, you want to continue?
Yeah.
But it's all French, huh?
Yeah, French.
Okay.
All this country, people speak French.
Right.
After Guinea-Conakry, I crossed the Côte d'Ivoire.
Okay, Côte d'Ivoire, right? Yeah.
Côte d'Ivoire.
Right.
In Côte d'Ivoire, people speak in French.
So that's also okay for you?
Yeah.
Okay, from there, above there, you got Burkina Faso, and then you got...
After Côte d'Ivoire, Ghana.
Yes, you went to Ghana. So that means you're running, as I'm looking, you're running on the coastline all the time.
Yeah.
On the coast.
Yeah, on the coast.
On the coast all the time. is the easiest, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the weather at this time of the year, or when? By when were you in Ghana? In Ghana then?
Yeah.
When were you in Ghana?
I don't know.
More or less, middle of last year.
Yeah.
So by June, July, were you in Ghana? Yeah. Around there?
Yeah.
Okay, so in that case, your weather up there must have been very hot.
It's very hot and lots of rain.
Is it?
Lots of rain. It's not same here.
Okay. But lots you must have been waiting for rain all the time, isn't it?
No, I'm not. I'm moving. I like rain because...
Then you can bath in the rain.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. You can take shower in the rain.
Yeah. Every day. I wash in.
You wash in the rain. MashaAllah. Because that was in the back of my mind, but I don't know how to ask you, where were you bathing?
Because sun in this country, in Congo to Ghana,
yes,
it's very hot.
Okay, yeah, of course. May, June, July, August will be extremely hot there.
Yeah.
Because of that being summer and equatorial also, so it's very, very hot.
Yeah. And lots of rain, route is not good, it's very bad.
Is it? Now, when you came to Sierra Leone, there's lots of political problems. Did you encounter anything there?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm visiting Sierra Leone, North Sierra Leone. Just 200 kilometers in North Sierra Leone. I meet one guy from Morocco is working in North Sierra Leone and Liberia.
Right.
Because in this region three border.
Yes.
Guinea Conakry.
Yes.
Sierra Leone, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire. Four, five.
Ah, that is that whole corner that bend in the Western Africa.
Yeah.
So you did that together.
Yeah.
And then from, that's now Cote d'Ivoire.
Yeah.
And then Ghana thereafter.
Yeah.
Right. From there, you're still on the coast in Togo.
Yeah. After Ghana, I meet lots of criminal in border.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of criminal.
What they doing? What they saying?
It's still me, give me money for... give me money.
Wait, you're at the border and they're asking you for money at the border?
Yeah.
Okay, and then?
Yeah, I don't have money.
Obviously, you got a bicycle, they can search you. You got nothing, huh? Right, so that's now you are in Togo. That's where you have the problem.
Togo visa in border.
Yes.
I meet one village named Dafo, middle of the Togo.
Yeah.
I build in small school.
Yes. Okay.
In this village.
Right, so now, but you're traveling on a Moroccan passport from north.
Yeah.
So how did you obtain your visas? How did you get your visas?
For example, I'm Moroccan, passport Morocco for crossing Mauritania visa border, $45. Senegal no visa, Guinea Conakry no visa, Cote d'Ivoire no visa, Togo visa border, just $20. I work in the routes, for example, 1 hour or 2 hours, or one day, maximum one day, because I'm technical electrical.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, you say you're working on the road. What work do you do?
I'm technical electrical, machine caterpillar.
Caterpillar machine, those caterpillars,
machine caterpillar.
You're an auto electrician for caterpillar machine.
Yeah, it's not just for caterpillar machine,
yes.
All machine.
Okay,
you're
an auto electrician.
Yeah, it's not just auto, industrial.
Oh, okay, so you have that qualification.
Yeah.
So you go into certain countries and you have to do the job, you do the job and you get paid for it.
Yeah, I need money just for
visa.
Maximum $50.
Okay, that's what you do.
Mm.
And then from there your visas, according to, as you just said now, you're going through different borders, visas on arrival.
Mm.
That is now right up to Benin.
Yeah, okay. Benin no visa. And I buy my visa Nigeria, $100, it's very expensive. One woman from Uganda. It gives me $100 for this visa.
Somebody gave you $100 just for the visa there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get your visa and you go through.
Yeah, and me I stay in Benin 20 days in one town in capital because malaria.
You had malaria.
Yeah.
So you were in a hospital.
No, just...
home treatment?
Yeah.
But who treats you there then?
I buy one guy from Paris. It's buy medicaments for me.
Oh, so he give you some medical stuff?
Yeah.
But then, you for 20 days, where were you sleeping?
Yeah,
sleeping. Where did you sleep?
In my tent.
You have a tent?
Yeah.
So you have a backpack that you're going with?
Yeah. My cage in my bicycle, 68 cage.
68 kg is your bicycle.
Yeah, yeah.
That includes your
clues, all stuff.
And that's your life.
Yeah, this is my life. My bike is my life. It's my wife. It's not just normal bike. It's my wife.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting so nervous, but I think I'll continue right after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. If you just joined us, you're listening to myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548 on the Globetrotting program, where we talk of travel, but we've been talking of travel for the last few years, traveling by air, traveling by car, traveling in all these comfortable ways, in business class and first class and all that. I've never spoken to somebody traveling on a bicycle from north to south over 21,000 kilometers, and this is something amazing to me. And now I hear that Brother Yasin, who is from Morocco, who is walking down to South Africa, who walked and with bicycle and walking down to South Africa, 21,500 kilometers, and he's had all his experiences. His Facebook page, Yasin, YASSINE _ Everest. That's his Instagram handle as well. Follow him. It's very, very interesting. And that broad smile on his face just makes me feel that I would love to do what he's doing, because I'm going to ask him the next question, because what he spoke of is his wife is his bicycle. How many wives and children have you got, brother?
I'm single.
You're single?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so you love your bicycle.
Yeah.
Your bicycle, you said, weighs 65 kilograms, worth all your tent and your clothing and whatever heavy.
68 kilos,
yeah. Worth everything.
Everything, tent, small kitchen, food, all stuff.
Everything is there.
Equipment. All.
Okay, so yeah. Then when you pull off in any country, when you come to the different countries, you don't have place to stay, you then put up your tent.
Yeah.
Do you choose where? Do you go to caravan parks? Do you go to tent parks? Or what is it?
No, it's not every day I sleep in my tent. Every day I sleep in the village and the mosque. Every day. Just for example, in Côte d'Ivoire, I cross in one forest, big forest, 1 week. Every week, every day, I sleep in my tent because I'm not see village, I'm not see people.
So you're crossing a big forest?
Yeah, big forest.
Now, obviously, when you say forest, the only thing that runs through a human being's mind is animals, danger.
Lots of animals. For example, in Gabon, I meet a big gorilla.
Oh.
In North Gabon.
And then?
Yeah.
You ran for your life?
I'm shocked and sent this big gorilla.
So you had a shock?
Yeah.
And so he looked at you and said, what is this white man doing here?
Yeah.
And then, but when you see like that, what's your reaction?
Nothing. I'm shocked. Just this.
So he must have said, bicharo, shame. This guy is shocked.
Because
just leave
him. I see a gorilla just in television.
Oh. And you saw a big gorilla, but he didn't do anything, didn't come to you?
No, just it seemed like this.
Yes?
Maybe 2 minutes.
And he walk away?
He's going.
Are you not afraid that if a gorilla like that comes in front of you, maybe he's going to come and attack you or something? Do you have a knife or anything?
No, nothing.
You just have a bicycle that
just
you put in
Allah.
Front of him? Alhamdulillah. Yaqeen?
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
And you just start reading extra Yasin?
And in this forest, in North Gabon, I eat in the village crocodile.
In North Gabon?
Yeah, and snake because...
No food?
Nothing.
So you're allowed to eat
just,
snake?
Just food forest.
So you
food forest.
Food in the forest, whatever is available.
Yeah.
So did you catch the snake?
Yeah. And it's not me. Village.
The villagers?
The village, yeah.
They catch the snake and they feed you?
Yeah.
And you stay with them in the village?
Yeah, 2 days.
Okay.
2 days. Every village, 1 day, 2 days. Maximum 2 days.
So they give you a place to
because,
sleep?
Because no route in this forest.
Yes.
I cycle in every day just 30 kilometers.
Oh, very little.
Yeah.
Normal, very difficult.
Normal minimum and nice route,
yes.
120 kilometers to 150. Normal.
So total up till now that you came here, this morning you rode from Johannesburg to Vereeniging.
Yeah, 60 kilometers.
60. So altogether you're on 21,000, almost 22,000 kilometers?
21,500.
21,500 kilometers already.
Yeah, because Oshek to Imenzana, Berbatan.
Oshek is Swaziland.
Oshek, yeah. To Imenzana, Berbatan, Nelspruit, Pretoria, Johannesburg, and this to here, 500 kilometers.
The way you saying the names of the places, I think three quarter of our South Africans don't even know where Oshuk and Barberton and all that is.
Yeah, map is here.
And map is in your mind, in your head from Morocco.
Yeah.
Did you have any problems in the masjid where they stopped you from staying?
For example, every country I stay in the lots of masjid, lots of people is very friendly. Just small, for example, in Gabon or in Congo, I meet one guy in the mosque, he tell me, no, it's not possible staying in this mosque. I don't know why.
Okay, so you had one, two people where they tell you can't stay in the mosque or something. Maybe they got their own internal issues and so on, so you can't stay in the mosque.
And in Nigeria, I stay in one Christian.
Church.
It's not church. Woman. Woman Christian.
Oh, the nunnery. Yes, in a nun where there's all women nuns.
Yeah.
You stay there.
I stayed there tonight, 2 o'clock.
Oh, at night at 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
Yes.
It's tell me, go out.
Oh.
I tell him, for why? Why? It's tell me, black magic.
Oh, you black magic?
Yeah. Go. because it's not possible one woman is come to Morocco to Nigeria, to this place.
Yeah, in Nigeria, yes.
Cycling. No, it's not possible.
So
no,
you are a black magic man to come cycling down. So they feel that it's a bad omen that is there, not Yasin.
Yeah.
So they chase you out at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. It's telling me, go outside. You are not a woman.
So you're supposed to cry then?
Yeah.
So you cry?
Yeah.
Shame. Oh, that was it. Now, you spoke of Nigeria now, the notion of Nigeria that many, many people have. Tell us a little about Nigeria while you are there cycling, because Nigeria is one of the biggest stretches that if you're looking from north to south, coming right up to Nigeria, it's one of the longest stretches on the coast. So, tell us about Nigeria.
Nigeria is a big country, lots of population, maybe 100 million population.
Yes.
Economy is very bad in Nigeria. Lots of Muslims, good Muslims in Nigeria.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. And in Nigeria, I meet every day lots of criminal. Number one criminal in Nigeria, police.
Is it?
Yeah, number one.
I thought South Africa.
Yeah. For example, maybe 5 kilometers or nine kilometers, policeman is telling me, give me money. My passport is okay, my visa is okay, all my stuff is okay. It's still me, no, give me money.
Right, okay, yeah. So they ask, they want money, they want dollars.
Yeah, I don't have dollars.
Yes.
Nothing.
But they search and check and you see your stuff, you have nothing?
Yeah.
So Nigeria, they only want money from you. But they don't trouble you in any other way?
Border Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana.
Yes.
I meet three criminal and two Kalashnikov.
Is it?
Yeah.
They put to your head?
He still me, give me your phone.
In Gabon?
No, border, Cote d'Ivoire, Cape Coast, and Ghana.
In Ghana, okay, sorry, yes.
Hmm. So still me, give me your stuff, give me your phone, give me your bike.
And
I tell him, I'm African.
Yes.
I'm original African, I'm not
European. Moroccan, not African, yes.
Yeah. You find me for why?
Yeah.
My stuff just 10.
But in French?
Yes,
so
French.
It's perfect, it's good.
Just stuff, just tents, just food, nothing, no money.
You're traveling,
yes. I'm $0.
Yes.
It stay me maybe 3 hours.
He keep you for 3 hours? Because they want your bicycle and your stuff. And then?
After 3 hours, alhamdulillah.
You read Yasin?
Yeah, go.
Alhamdulillah. So that is between Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana.
Yeah. And in Namibia. In Namibia, I meet...
Before you're coming to... You're already down south. Now from there, you're coming down to Cameroon, and then you're coming to Equatorial Guinea, Gabon.
No, it's not Guinea Equatorial. After Ghana, Nigeria, and
then Cameroon.
Togo, Benin.
Yes.
Cameroon.
Yes.
I visit in Cameroon. Cameroon, it's nice country.
Okay, no problem there?
No, nothing. Just rain and sun.
Too much rain,
too much rain. And lots of forest, or lots of malaria.
All right, okay.
Yeah, lots of mosquito.
Ah, okay.
It's big mosquito.
So you had a problem there?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is now, and then you come down to Gabon.
Gabon, it's nice country.
Yes.
Development...
Nothing.
It's not nothing, it's not good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, that's, and then from there you come to Congo.
Congo.
Brazzaville.
Congo, Brazzaville.
You're going to Brazzaville?
I like Brazzaville.
Okay.
Yeah.
You meet many Muslims there?
Many Muslims, many Christians, it's very friendly. Because this country, people speak French.
Oh, so it's good for you, yes.
It's good for me.
Right, and then from there, DRC, Kinshasa.
It's not Kinshasa, Cabinda.
Oh, okay.
Cabinda,
yes.
This place from Angola, inside Congo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The northern part?
Yeah, lots of diamond, lots of criminal, lots of petrol.
So where's the diamond? You bring diamonds with you?
No, nothing. This region is very dangerous.
Because I supposed to ask you from Nigeria, what did you bring with you? No drug, nothing.
No.
Okay, so from DRC, no diamond.
No.
So you don't bring anything from there. Okay, good. Next, continue from there. You came into Angola.
Angola.
All right. Now you were telling us something about Angola.
Angola is very beautiful.
Is it?
Yeah.
Portuguese. And French, you can understand a bit of Portuguese.
Yes.
Okay.
And Angola, I meet ambassador from Morocco.
Oh, you meet him in Luanda?
He's give me hotel tonight.
Oh, okay.
He's give me visa, Namibia.
Namibia visa from there.
Yeah.
Okay, so now from there, Luanda was very, very long.
Yeah.
Coming down the coast, you're coming down to Namibia.
To Namibia.
Right.
Yeah.
Now talk about Namibia.
Yeah. A lot of history in Namibia.
Yes.
In border Angola, Namibia, I meet one village named... Himba man.
Right.
Yeah. It's fishing, yeah?
Yeah, fishing village, okay.
Fishing leopard.
Leopard?
Leopard.
Hunting.
Oh, hunting.
Hunting
okay.
Leopard.
Yes.
May I eat leopard in this village?
You eat leopard in Angola?
In border.
At the border?
In the border, yeah.
That's why you're so strong. You eat a leopard?
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Because no food, nothing.
Okay, so did you slaughter the leopard?
Yeah, it's not me.
You cut it, no?
It's not me.
Oh, the villager?
Village.
They cut leopard?
Yeah.
And they cook for you?
Yeah.
And you eat leopard?
Yeah.
Oh, you amaze me.
Yeah.
You amaze me.
You stayed with the local people,
local
the Hiba people. If
yes.
You read about this Hiba people of Namibia.
Yes.
Tribal. He stayed in the villages with these people.
Yeah, 20
so
days.
So they are born hunters, those people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they didn't take you for hunting?
Bushmen.
Yes, bushmen,
like
exactly. Hunting, born hunters, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you eat leopard there.
Yeah.
And how many days you stay there?
22 days.
Why so long? Because you like the leopard?
No. I like writing book because in this village, lots of history.
Oh, okay.
Lots of black magic, lots of history, lots of history.
But you're the black magic man?
No. Alhamdulillah, I'm Muslim.
All right, and then from there?
From Namibia to Windhoek.
Windhoek?
Yeah. Capital Windhoek.
Right.
After Windhoek, my visa South Africa is refused because I'm not a resident in Namibia.
So you didn't get visa from Namibia to South Africa?
Yeah, it's refused.
Okay.
Because I'm not a resident in Namibia. I come, you build back to Zambia, 2,000 kilometers.
You go back again?
Yeah.
You went back to Zambia, 2,000 kilometers from Windhoek?
2,700 kilometers to Kasima Milelo.
Back up again?
Yeah.
So if you went from Windhoek back to Kasima Milelo, 2,000 kilometers, I'm lazy to fly 2,000 kilometers.
Yeah, because in this region, my dreams in Zambia, see Victoria Falls.
Okay.
It's very big. This is my dreams in Zambia.
That was in Livingston?
Yeah.
Zimbabwe, Zambia, Livingston.
Yeah.
That was your dream to see the falls?
Yeah, Alhamdulillah, it's done.
So you've done that. That is now the southern part of Zambia.
Yeah.
So you came to Kasima Milelo.
Yeah.
From there you went into?
To Livingston.
Livingston.
I meet one Indian named Zubair Dasso.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, in the mosque, it's given me visa for South Africa.
Alhamdulillah.
It's helped me, yeah.
He helped you get your visa for South Africa?
Yeah.
From Zambia?
Yeah.
So you went up to Lusaka again?
To Lusaka. I meet a lot of Indian. It's good people.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
So you stay there for how long?
1 month in Zambia.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
That's where he learned the language.
That's where he learned 1 month. That's where he learned English.
English, yeah.
Yes.
I learned English in Zambia.
In Zambia?
Yeah.
So your English is credit to the Zambians. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Okay, mashallah. Very good. From there?
To Mozambique, to Tete.
Oh, so you went through Malawi then?
No. Not visiting Malawi.
You didn't go into Malawi?
Yeah, because my budget is small.
Oh, okay.
Because every country, $50, $50, no.
So your budget is small?
Yeah, small.
Okay, so I think we should now punt for every country, they must give you a bigger budget.
Yeah.
You live in the country, they must give you $200.
Yeah. I meet one Indian, yeah. Name's Babu. He's given me $50 for visas Mozambique.
Okay, so he helped you with your Mozambican visa.
Yeah.
Babu, Babu was in Lusaka.
Yeah.
So he helped you with that visa. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, alhamdulillah.
So then you came into Mozambique.
To Mozambique.
And then from there?
I cycling in Mozambique, 2,000 kilometers.
From Tete?
Border to border. From border Tete to Swaziland.
Beira, you stop in Beira, Bilankulus.
Yeah, Chimoyo, Beira, Chimoyo, Cheche, Inyambani, Maputo.
Bilen.
Bilen.
Beautiful.
It's very beautiful. I like Bilen.
Very beautiful.
And Inyambani.
Inyambani also. Very beautiful. Yeah. You got all the white sandy beaches, which I talk on this program. I talk of the white sandy beaches, and you've come from the white sandy beaches.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. You came into Maputo town.
Yeah.
All right. That is now at our doorstep.
Yeah. I stayed in Maputo 1 week for visa Swaziland.
Right, okay, so then...
And for relaxing, for visas.
Take it easy, because many Muslims there.
Yeah, lots of Muslims, lots of people from Morocco is working in Maputo.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And then from there you go into Swaziland?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm crossing Swaziland 3 days, because Swaziland is small.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you cross, that's now you start from the north?
Yeah.
You start from the north, you come down south?
Yeah, to Mbambane.
To Mbambane.
Yeah.
Right, and then?
Border Oshek.
So you come into Oshek border?
Yeah.
Right, from Oshek border, Brother Ibrahim wants to ask you something?
From all these countries that you traveled, coming right down, which was the one that you enjoyed the most? Or you thought was the best?
South Africa. Yeah. Say South Africa. If you don't say South Africa, I lock you in the studio.
South Africa is very beautiful. South Africa is not in Africa. It's like England.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the road is good, the economy.
We have
good.
A king and a queen here also, they're in Durban.
Yeah, I like South Africa, I like Namibia, I like Zambia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which was the one you enjoyed the most?
In Zambia.
My heart is so.
Because in Zambia, I'm fishing lots of fish, hiking. I meet a lot of Indian Muslims, lots of history. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
And Namibia.
Namibia also you like.
Yeah, I like Namibia.
But you're supposed to like Angola most because you eat leopard.
Yeah.
So what are the different foods that you've eaten? You say you ate leopard, you ate snake, you ate crocodile, what else?
I ate pap, shima in Zambia, cassava in Congo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, so now food is not a problem for you.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be a Chinaman.
Yeah.
You eat anything?
No, I'm African.
So now from Swaziland you came into South Africa. You hit the border, Oshuk, you ride
down. Manzana, Durban, Nelspruit, Pretoria.
You meet people in Nelspruit?
Yeah, I meet a community from Morocco working in Nelspruit.
Yes.
I meet one Indian named Naim. He's working in a big shop for shopping bicycle.
Bicycle shop.
Valencia.
Yeah. Oh, in Valencia. Oh, Valencia. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
It gives me service free.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Yeah. So he serves your bike for you also.
Yeah. Valencia and Mopane.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
How many tires did you change for your bicycle?
A lot of.
But you carry tire with you?
Yeah.
You carry spare with you?
Yeah. Naim is give me 2 tires, all stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you change, you got all spanner, everything, and you come down.
Alhamdulillah. And the other, names in Pretoria, named Solomon, one Indian.
Oh, Solomon Cycle.
Solomon Cycle.
Yes.
It's give me lots of material.
Is it? Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Very good people. They've got a shop here in Johannesburg also, Solomon Cycle. Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very big.
Alhamdulillah. Now, inshallah.
So you on Safar, you make dua. All those people that help you, you make a lot of dua for them, inshallah.
Yeah, inshallah.
And then from here, now you came to Johannesburg?
I will go to Johannesburg, Garden Route.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
So from here you're going?
Here I will go to Madagascar.
No, but you're going from here to Durban?
To Durban.
Right? From now to Durban. You're going from here, right? Your route from here is?
I don't know.
Okay, you're going from here to Durban. So anybody that's going to see Brother Yasin, he's half bald. I'll just, and oh, in fact, you can check him on Facebook also. What you do is check him out on route. What's your route from here? You're going from here to Durban. Which route you're going to take? The normal entry?
No, we'll be setting with him, inshallah, myself and Muhammad today.
Yes.
He'll be using the Free State, the clearance through Golden Gate because he can't ride on the highways.
Yeah. Yes, okay. So I urge people that are listening to this to please assist Brother Yasin on route. Going out to Durban, it's Ramadan coming up. Help him going to Durban. Yeah. And inshallah, Allah will bless you for that. And maybe they can put you up in the masjid also.
Yeah, inshallah.
They won't lock the masjid up for you.
Yeah, inshallah, I started the next Ramadan, inshallah, in the road. Moving, I'm not...
Next week.
Yeah.
All right, you're going on the road to Durban. From Durban, you're going down to Cape Town. We're already out of time, that's why I'm rushing you out with that.
Yeah.
You're going down to Cape Town.
Yeah.
And then from Cape Town, you want to come back to Johannesburg.
Johannesburg.
And fly to
Madagascar.
Yes.
Seychelles.
Tanzania. Yes.
For climbing Kilimanjaro.
Oh, inshallah.
That's my dream.
That you want to do like that.
Yeah.
And then from there, you're going back up again to Morocco.
No. I will go to Zambia for working 6 months or 1 year.
Oh, inshallah.
Because my dreams is not just Africa. I want to see all the world.
Inshallah.
After Africa, I will go to Argentina. Yeah. Inshallah, to North Canada.
Alhamdulillah. Allah make it easy for you. Allah protect you.
Ameen.
Allah take you safely on your entire journey. I had such a lovely story to talk about a mother specifically today, but you know what? I think you overrode all that. And I can't talk about that. But you've just now tantalized many people's taste buds to do what you're doing, which we thought is impossible, and there is a possibility of doing that.
Yeah, it's
and alhamdulillah. And Allah protect you on your journey. Okay. And Jazakallah, Brother Ibrahim, my brother Yusuf Lambat, and Brother Yasin, Jazakallah for joining us and sharing your experiences with us.
Inshallah.
And Allah make it easy for you. Allah protect you.
Yeah.
And Allah opens the hearts of many, many people and root for you. You are on safar. Allah make it easy. Allah protect you and give you barakat in whatever you're doing from today on.
Jazakallah.
I really, really appreciate you joining us in the studio today.
Alhamdulillah.
I wish one and all a good Ramadan, inshallah, and Jazakallah once again before I just get off.
I told you, a lot of people tell me, what's your sponsor?
Yes.
My sponsor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah. Yakin. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. I love that.
Yeah.
That is what we should love
big
for.
Sponsor.
That, alhamdulillah. And Allah protect you for that,
alhamdulillah.
Inshallah, we won't be in for Ramadan. There's a change in the programming, so after Ramadan, we'll continue again. But Jazakallah for listening. Jazakallah for the entire year that you listened to us, given us the feedback and all that. We really appreciate what all the feedback that we got from all the listeners. And have a great Ramadan. Have good Tarawis. And I wish everybody luck in Ramadan. And also, Allah make it easy for one and all. And Jazakallah to my studio guest. From myself, Muhammad Lambat. Until after Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.